We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we've got Nick Kostos, who's on You Better You Bet. You can find that wherever you get your podcast, of course. As the schedule starts to leak out in week one in the NFL. And first, right away to Nick, I'll ask you, do you like today? Do you like following all these leaks? Because I hate it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was thinking you guys brought me on there. I didn't hear the entire sentence. My apologies there. But yeah, man, it's great to be on with you. Of course, like in the sports content space, this is the greatest thing ever. The show is set for both today and tomorrow. So absolutely love that. Makes our jobs easier. And love the National Football League, man. It's absolutely the best. So, yeah, I'm super into this. I love the fact that we've got the week one schedule already.
I like that. I don't like the leaks all day. Like, I just saw the Bears and Lions, it looks like, on Thanksgiving. And I saw something else. Just give me the schedule. We act like we're trying to find this treasure that if we don't find out the schedule today, we're not going to find it tonight. Just give it to me all at once, man. That's what I say.
I just feel like you like to complain, if we're being honest.
Very much so.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Listen, it's great. We'll get the full schedule tonight. We'll be able to talk about that tomorrow. That's going to be awesome. Love that we've got week one already. I think this is absolutely the best. Like, the NFL is king. Packers Saints week one. My Giants hosting the Broncos. Got some games already. I've already got circled as potential bets. So this is going to be a great day today.
Would you make a bet this early on week one, or is that ridiculous?
I mean, I always put in like some kind of like crazy week one parlay very early on in the process. I don't know if I would bet anything now, but like I will definitely be betting stuff like early, right, as we move towards the start of the season. So I'm definitely not going to wait until like a couple days before. I will have a bunch of bets locked and loaded by August for sure.
Your Giants, as you mentioned, have the Broncos, and the Packers have the Saints, and everybody, because they play at the same time, is making the same joke about Aaron Rodgers playing in that window. One way or another, whether it's for the Broncos or for the Packers, one book I saw, will Aaron Rodgers take the Packers' first snap week one? It's better odds for no, minus 140, than it is for yes, at even. Where are you on this right now after the 2 weeks of back and forth that we've seen up to this point?
You know, I'll give you the same answer, Bart, that I feel like I gave last week. Anything that I say is just a guess. It's not like an on-field handicap because we don't know what's going on in Rodgers' head and we don't know what's going on in Brian Gutekunst's head, right? Maybe him and Mark Murphy have decided that the situation's untenable and they want to get the Jordan Love era rolling here in earnest, and even if it's going to have to take their lumps this season. And maybe they decide they want to take, you know, the treasure trove of draft picks, right, in exchange for Rodgers. Or maybe they say, you know, let's take the risk here and let's wait it out and let's see what Rodgers does and try and force his hand. Maybe Rodgers comes back. It's really tough to say. Like, anything I tell you is just a guess. It's not a market I'm really willing to bet into because of that. If I had to guess, I think he's the week one starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. But again, like that is a guess on my part and not necessarily an educated one.
I've got another book here. Will Rodgers retire before week one? Yes, minus 400. No, plus 250. That's got to be a misprint. You don't think he retires, right?
Unless like they took like a massive amount of bag, like someone bet on that he would retire and they moved the number. But yeah, that's, I don't understand how you come up with that number unless they have inside information that I'm unaware of. Yeah.
I mean, that is just pure insanity at this point. Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet again. The week one schedule begins to trickle out, and despite my hatred of knowing things just partially, we will continue to bring you the latest on the NFL schedule as it happens. Want to talk some NBA with you here as we approach the play-in game, or at least a week of it. It looks like the Lakers and Warriors may be a 7-8 seed matchup, and that's going to be very interesting for the Warriors and for the Lakers. I look at that. I'm a Warriors guy. I look at that as the Lakers take a 30-5 lead in the first 5 minutes and never look back. What kind of path do you see out west for L.A.?
Well, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that the Lakers are going to avoid the play-in tournament. The win last night over my Knicks was absolutely massive, and Anthony Davis, fantastic defensively down the stretch. Kalen Horton Tucker making some shots for the Lakers. That was a big win for the Lakers last night. With the way their schedule shakes out now, with LeBron coming back tonight, I don't think it's outside the realm that we see the Lakers get up to the sixth seed and maybe have to play, you know, the Clippers potentially in a titanic first-round matchup, or maybe even the Denver Nuggets. So there's a lot still up in the air. But I'll say this, you know, if the reports are true, and we'll find out tonight, and if LeBron is kind of back to being LeBron, and, like, he's looking spry on the sidelines, right? He's going nuts after every play. He's getting more TV time, more camera time than the players in the games last night in the Lakers-Knicks game. The Lakers are the favorites. It's just whether they're the seventh seed, whether they're in the play-in tournament, whether they're the sixth seed, they are the deserved favorites to come out of the Western Conference. Now, you know, if it's Lakers-Clippers in the first round, that is just – that's basically your Western Conference final right there, if indeed that's the first-round matchup. It would be kind of a bummer if that were the case here. And I think the Clippers are really the only team in the West that you could really make a case could maybe take the Lakers down. I mean, maybe Denver could have if Jamal Murray were healthy, but he's obviously not, so I think that kills that whole thing. The Lakers took the Suns down over the weekend without LeBron, with Anthony Davis going supernova. I don't have faith in Phoenix here with a lot of their players besides for Chris Paul having no playoff experience. Who's going to back Utah in a playoff series against the Lakers? I certainly would not. So I think the Lakers, they are the favorites at You Better You Bet show sponsor Bet Rivers. They should be the favorites in the Western Conference. The only thing that trips that up even maybe slightly would be a first-round matchup against the Clippers. And also just be sure to check this out when people are betting this kind of thing, betting futures in the NBA. Like, where are the Lakers going to end up in the bracket? Like, are they going to be on the Clippers' side? Are they going to have to take the Clippers on in the semis as opposed to the Western Conference final? These are all things that need to be considered, but I do think the Lakers, with a healthy LeBron, with a healthy Anthony Davis, are the best team in the West, regardless of what seed they get. They are the best team.
You know how I like to complain? I heard most of your answer. I was a bit distracted for a second because I do have my phone out in front of me, and one of our sales guys just called me during my show. So...
yeah, that kind of stuff does happen from time to time, and I'm always like, "Hey, buddy, like, don't you know the deal here?"
So you're selling my show, which I'm on right now, which is news. Okay, talking with Nick Kostos, our good buddy. He joins us again, thanks to our friends at Bet Rivers. Check out all the latest lines today, BetRivers.net, and check out the You Better You Bet podcast where you can find him daily. So if it's not the Lakers, I mean, is there another team that's even worth backing? Because I do look at the Jazz. I think a lot of people look at the Jazz as what the Bucks were the last couple of years. Yeah, you're good in the regular season. There are other teams better than you that will beat you in the playoffs. And even the Suns. I think a lot of people are rooting for the Suns, but the Suns are coming from years of not making the playoffs, and now all of a sudden they're just going to be expected, even with Chris Paul, to get out of the West. Is there anybody else even worth a flyer on to get out of that conference?
I mean, if you really want to, like, dig deep here, you can maybe, like, make a case for, like, either Dallas or Portland, potentially, like, whoever you prefer. But no, I mean, the Lakers are plus 200 right now at Bet Rivers. The Clippers are plus 240. Tough to make a case for any team other than that. And, like, you know, Phoenix, much more so than, like, the playoff droughts. And I guess this does kind of dovetail in there. Besides for Chris Paul, like, none of the players, like the best players on that team, I know Jay Crowder does, but, like, you know, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Bridges, et cetera, these guys have no playoff experience. That's big in the NBA. And, like, I would say the difference between Utah and Milwaukee, you know, Milwaukee made the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years ago, right? What has Utah ever done? They blew a 3-1 lead last year to the Nuggets and lost that series in round number one. And Denver's without Jamal Murray this year. I think Denver would have been the team with Jokic and Murray where you could have made with Michael Porter and Aaron Gordon after that trade, where you could have made a case for the Denver Nuggets. But without Murray, you can't make that case. So I really do think it's like it's one of the LA teams out west. It's the Lakers or the Clippers. I'll take the Lakers, you know, given, you know, that we've seen LeBron and AD do it. It's hard to trust a team where Paul George is the second option come playoff time. But you have to acknowledge the Clippers are the second-best team in the West. So it is Lakers or Clippers, one of the Western Conference teams for me. I think if you wanted a long shot, like maybe Dallas or Portland, but I really think it's throwing your money away. I think it's going to be one of those top two teams.
In the East, would you take a long shot? I mean, it's got to be Bucks, Nets, or Sixers. And I think the Bucks yeah. might be even be the long shot out of there. But would you take a long shot in the East?
No, it's one of those three teams. I mean, if you were going to take a long shot, the only one that you could maybe talk yourself into would be the Miami Heat. Like, cross the Celtics off the list. The Heat have beaten them twice in a row. Jaylen Brown's out for the season now. You know, Miami's going to be the one team that I feel like people will talk themselves into because of what they did last year going to the NBA Finals, because of Eric Spoelstra, right, being probably the best coach in the Eastern Conference overall. You know, Jimmy Butler is the leader there. Oladipo's going to come back from injury. Miami's 14-1 right now at Bet Rivers to take the Eastern Conference. So Miami would be the one team, if people out there are looking for a longer shot in the East, that can maybe make some noise. But it is definitely Brooklyn, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. And the one thing that I don't understand, and I've been harping on this for, you know, probably like over a month, 6 weeks probably on You Better You Bet, is that Philly and Milwaukee having the same odds is strange to me. So Brooklyn right now about -110, so in the East, and James Harden's expected back soon. Philly and Milwaukee with the second best odds right now at +325. And I don't understand that, because Philly's going to get the one seed, and Philly's going to avoid Brooklyn and Milwaukee until the Eastern Conference final. So, you know, Milwaukee and Brooklyn are going to have to play each other most likely in the second round. So having Philly and Milwaukee at the same price has never really made sense to me. And I guess, like, this is better now than it was, because Milwaukee's odds were lower than Philly's were, and that never made sense. So I give Philly a better chance to get to the NBA Finals than Milwaukee, if only because they're going to avoid Brooklyn potentially until the Eastern Conference Finals. So I do think it's one of the big three in the East. If you had to play a long shot right now in the East, it would be the Miami Heat.
Yeah, absolutely. With what you're saying about the Sixers, that is kind of baffling. I'm looking at the standings right now, how things have shaken out after last night. And the Bucks, they really blew it losing to the Spurs the other night. They got to get this two seed, I think. You get the two seed, you're going to play the winner of Hornets and Celtics most likely, or even the Pacers in there. Otherwise, you get the three seed. It could be one of the Heat, Hawks, or suddenly the Knicks. I don't want to see the Bucks play the Knicks. Knicks are good.
The Bucks would definitely beat the Knicks. They would definitely beat the Hawks.
Bucks aren't going to definitely beat anybody, though. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, look, like, Milwaukee's better than the Knicks, and Milwaukee's better than the Atlanta Hawks. I don't think there's any question. I'm a Knicks fan. I think that just is what it is. I think where things get a little nerve-wracking for, you know, the Bucks is if you got to take on Miami in the first round. Obviously, and look, I'm a Knicks fan. I don't want to see Miami in the first round, so I think that's kind of like the sentiment among a lot of these teams right now. You don't want to see Miami in round number one. And obviously for the Bucks, I think that takes on added weight. You know, even with the Knicks, you know, and their playoff history with Miami, you know, last year, you know, not even a year ago, was it like 6-7 months ago, you know, Milwaukee loses to Miami in the second round of the playoffs and gets embarrassed, really. So I think that's the matchup you want to avoid if you're a Bucks fan, because look, you can make the case Milwaukee's better on the court, but the coaching, you know, mismatch there with Spoelstra and Coach Bud is so vast. That would make you nervous, I think, if you're a Bucks fan there. If you're a Bucks fan, I think you want the Knicks. You want the Atlanta Hawks there, potentially, if you don't have to play one of the teams in the play-in. And I think Milwaukee takes care of business against any of those teams. The only team that I think to potentially trip Milwaukee up in round one would be Miami.
Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet. Check it out today on the Odyssey app, the wonderful Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcast. Appreciate it, man. I know you've got a lot to look forward to with the schedule coming out in the NBA, and we'll break some more of that down next week. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your day and your week and your weekend and your month and your life.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet. He's joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. And again, our good, good buddy, Nick Kostos, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Thanks to our friends at Bet Rivers. Check out all of the latest lines today at betrivers.net. And again, find him, You Better You Bet.